Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, revitalization plans for West Indian Sea Island cotton, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-492-6230 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
In 2014, the Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation, JADF, and the Japanese government signed an agreement to revitalize the West Indian Sea Island cotton industry. The plan is to have 5,000 acres of cotton under production within the next 4 years.
The availability of the equipment purchased through the funding from the government and people of Japan has enabled us to put into production 300 acres of cotton this year, 130 acres in St. Mary, 170 acres in Old Harbor. This has been achieved in the main because of the high crop tractor, the boom sprayer, and the inter-row cultivator, which has been purchased from the funds. There's also been major savings in transportation costs, as we're now able to have one set of equipment in St. Mary and one in Whole Harbor, thus avoiding the efforts of having to transport the equipment from parish to parish, as we had to do in the past.
Chief Executive Officer of the JADF, Vitus Evans. He was speaking recently at a ceremony to hand over farming equipment to the JADF at the Jamaica Exporters Association office in Kingston. The resuscitation of the Sea Island cotton industry will contribute to the expansion of the agriculture sector.
In this context, West Indian Sea Island cotton holds vast prospects for our growth-focused economy. West Indian Sea Island cotton is a crop for which there exists an established export market that is underserved. And herein lies the opportunity for us in Jamaica.
Minister of Agriculture, Derek Kellyer.
There is hardly any competition from other countries. This is not a product that can be easily spoiled. It fetches a high price, and it is ideal for value-added addition.
The market is strong, and looking at the crop that can be grown on marginal lands, of which there's plenty of in Jamaica, and we know we have the farmers who are able to actually do that work.
Chief Executive Officer of the JADF, Vitus Evans. Join us tomorrow to find out more about plans to ramp up production of West Indian Sea Island cotton.
The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, crab, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know that wetlands such as mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish and protect them from harm? What can you do to protect our wetlands? Recycle your household waste and do not dump plastics and other harmful waste in rivers and gullies, as they will end up in our wetlands. Save our wetlands, save our fisheries, safeguard our future. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
And now for our proverb of the day. You can't cut off your nose for spite your face. Explanation: don't take actions that will ultimately hurt you just to get even with someone. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. With studio engineer Andre Palmer and producer Andrew James Sawyers, I'm Vaughn Davis, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.